Now, as you would have heard on the news this morning, XL bully dogs are to be banned in Ireland. It's understood that the ban will be implemented in two phases, the first of which will take effect in October, and then the second phase will happen in February in next year. From October, it will be illegal to breed, import, sell or rehome the controversial breed. And it means that there can be no new owners of XL bully dogs from October. So the second phase, what happens then from February? Well, from February 1st, there will be a ban on owning an XL bully unless the owner has a certificate of exemption, which ensures that a dog has a license, that the dog is microchipped and is neutered. The move has been follows a number of incidents involving attacks by XL bully dogs, including the tragic death of 23-year-old Nicola Mori by her own XL bully dog in Limerick last month. To get a reaction, we're joined on the line by Maurice Enright, who runs Sierra Husky and Animal Rescue here in Tralee and as well in North Kerry. Maurice, good morning. Thank you for joining us. What's your reaction to the to this news about the ban?
Yeah, good morning. Well, it's not surprising. So, you know, we sort of, I think everyone who's in the trade or working in and around dogs has expected this and kind of knew it was coming anyway. And like I said, it's not surprising. It's disappointing because where do we stop? We ban this breed, they'll then turn another breed into a fighting dog or something like that, and then what do? We have to ban that breed, and then we have to ban the next breed and the next breed and the next breed. And I keep talking about education, and you know, it's not just about dogs, it's about so many other things in this country, you know. But I can only talk about dogs, and the lack of education is overwhelming, really. You know, I only get called into one school per year to talk about dogs, to talk about the types of dogs, because at the end of the day, there is dozens and dozens and dozens of breeds of dogs, and every dog needs something different, and that's what people don't understand a lot of the time when they're getting a dog. I often get people ringing me, asking me for a dog, and I ask them what kind of dog they want, and then they say, here, any old dog. And that's not good enough. That kind of attitude towards dogs has to be put to one side, and people need to know what dog suits them. They need to know what dog is, what breed of dog, what the dog is bred for. So if it's like a German Shepherd, if it's a Rottweiler, they're guarding breeds. You have to understand that before you get your dog. Collies, big problem in Ireland at the moment. They're everywhere. They're being abandoned left, right and centre. I mean, rescues are absolutely full of collies because people don't understand them. You know, they look at them and they think, oh, they're such a sweet little puppy. But when they grow up and they're about a year old, you know, their true nature comes out and they're a working dog, and we don't understand that about dogs, and we don't have the education system to let people know what it is, you know, and we're only a small group of people, so we can only get out to so many. But this is what people need to do. One school in the whole of Kerry, and I don't see much else going on in Ireland. Surely an hour twice a year wouldn't be too far out of the way to ask, you know, to go into a school free of charge and to educate and to be interactive. So in Killarney, we're interactive with St. Brendan. So we bring in the dogs, we bring in different animals, they come out to the rescue. You know, it makes a difference. And until we start doing more of that, you know, all we'll do ever do in this country is ban everything. And then until we educate people, that's our attitude to everything, is we'll ban everything. Whereas if we educated people, it might be different.
So you're saying, Maurice, that in a situation, and I have to say, I absolutely love border collies. I adore the breed. They're my favourite breed, but they are dogs that need a lot of stimulation, a lot of exercise, highly intelligent animals. But just taking the example of the border collie, that you'll see them as pups. They're absolutely gorgeous. Someone might decide to want them, but maybe not realise that they need so much training, they need so much commitment, they need so much walking, they need so much stimulus. So in some situations, when somebody's saying, oh, I want the collie puppy, for example, they might be better off, given their own situation, maybe having a smaller dog such as a Chihuahua.
Yeah, and you know, we probably get more reports of bites from border collies than we do any other dog. It's because they're not being stimulated, because they're in environments that doesn't suit them. You know, and it's the same with the bully breeds, it's the same with the German Shepherds, it's the same. You have to have the right environment for the dog. And, you know, like I said, I get people calling me and they go, you're any old dog, you know, and that in this day is not good enough. You know, when I was growing up, and I'm showing my age a little bit, you know, there was collies, there was terriers, and okay, and a few people had German shepherds. You know, German shepherds have been around for a long time. But that was kind of it, you know. It was a collie out the back and a couple of gun dogs as well. But that was kind of limited. But now if you look around and see the vast array of dogs that are going into pet stops and pet stores around the country, you know, it's a minefield. And if you're not educated and don't do your research, you're going to end up in trouble. And every rescue is jammed full at the moment. So picking up the phone to me or anyone else and expecting me to take your dog in the next hour or two is not going to happen at the moment, you know. So prevention is going to be the cure here. You know, we have to prevent these things from happening. We have to try and educate people. And look, some people take on my advice and they really appreciate it, and then they understand and they look into what would really suit them, and then some people don't, and then they go away and buy something off the internet fairly cheap anyway. So, you know, there's that's the other side of it then, is that we need to make it harder for people. Owning a dog is a privilege. It's not a right. You know, it shouldn't be a right. It should be a privilege. And it's so easy in this country to get whatever you want, whenever you want, and for little or no money. In other countries like Sweden, it costs nearly €1,000, €1,200 to adopt a dog. You know, here, 250, I think, is probably the max. 300 maybe in some places, but that's the most. And those dogs are vaccinated, microchipped, wormed, fleed, everything is done to them, you know. So really small money we're talking here, but in other countries it costs thousands to have a dog. And that really puts the stoppers on it, like, you know, because if you're spending that kind of money, you want to make sure that you have the right dog for you. So it's, how do we stop that? How do we stop this constant flow of dogs that are coming out of these backyard puppy breeders? You know, at the end of the day, you can go down to the post office, buy a breeding license for €500, and you can have up to 60 breeding bitches and little or no questions asked.
But that's a lot of problem. For a lot of people, spending €250 and it doesn't compare to how much some people are spending on so-called designer breeds, but spending €250 would be a lot of money. And they would say, if the local farmer is offering collie pups free to a good home, and I love animals, I love dogs, and I want to take care of them, and I will be responsible in my care of the animal, should they be deprived from doing so because they can't afford that €250 that you say should be introduced to ensure that a person has everything in place needed to give that puppy a good home?
Well, again, you've hit the nail on the head, that they're getting a collie pup or a dog that maybe they don't understand. You know, because it's not, the collie pup is going to be this, you know, most pups are literally, you know, I find very little difference in most pups. The difference is when you get to 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 months. That's where the problems lie. You know, it's not the pup that's going to be the issue. And it's like, you know, at the end of the day, when you're adopting from a rescue, you're firstly, like I said, they're neutered, they're vaccinated, they're microchipped. €250 is barely, doesn't even come close to covering what the rescue put into them. You know, there's a backup service there. We know the dog. All rescues will know the dog. They know the temperament. They know if it's good with cats. They know if it's good with kids. So there's a big backup service. It's not just a case of, you know, getting a dog and then walking away from it. You know, there's a backup service there. And there's the advice as well. And there's the help to get the dog settled. I mean, every dog we rehome, I take to that home to settle the dog in, you know, because the dog knows us. And then we go to that home and we settle the dog in. There's no dogs that leave the rescue. You know, no one can drive down and go, well, there's £200 or whatever, like, you know, and then take a dog. It doesn't work like that. So there's a big difference, you know. It's a service you're paying for as well. But the problem is that you can go down to the farmer and get a pup, but you don't know. You know, you need to know the parenting as well, if you can. You know, it's very important, you know, the parents. It can be a trait in dogs, you know, if they're a bit snappy. That can go on to the pups as well. So I'm not saying that people shouldn't, you know, have a dog, but really it's just too easy and there isn't enough education surrounding getting a dog, you know. That's the problem. That's where we lie. And it's a bit like, there's so many other things as well in this country, you know, and we just need to educate. But these are living creatures as well. You know, these are animals that have needs. You know, and if you don't supply those needs, well then, this is the kind of thing that happened in Limerick. That sad situation there. They're the kind of things that happen. You know, and like I said, we get more calls about collies biting than any other dog probably in Ireland at the moment, simply because they're stressed. They're stressed out. They're not doing what they should be doing. They're kept in a family environment, which isn't always the best environment. Some puppies, some collies are great, right? Okay, there's always going to be the exception. But 9 times out of 10, when we get a call about a collie, it's because they're in the wrong environment and in the wrong situation, and people have made a mistake, you know, simply because they haven't done the research. And there's so much research out there, you know. I'm not going to criticize anyone for ringing me and asking me questions, you know. I'll do the best I can with the time I have to answer any questions they have, and for them to make an educated decision on a dog. You know, we don't always have the dogs that people want. You know, everyone wants a small dog at the moment, so it's difficult, you know. So, but I'll quite happily give people advice, and so will any other rescue in the country.
Maurice, could I ask you?
That's what we're asking people to do.
Maurice, could I ask you, do you think the announcement that XL bullies would be banned, do you think that will lead to owners surrendering their XL bullies to shelters like your own?
Well, the problem is that, where are we going to put them? Because it'll be illegal to rehome them. And, you know, you can't have, at this moment in time, the crisis in Ireland is so bad. I mean, you put a dog in a pen that's, you know, in the rescue. Well, that's stopping, that can't be rehomed. That will be against the law come October to be rehomed. Where's the solution for us? We keep that dog in for the next 10 years. And in the meantime, that dog then is using up the space. And this sounds a bit harsh, and I'm sure I'll be criticised for it, but this is the reality we'll be facing in a couple of months' time. And we've seen it even after that accident in Limerick. We noticed an increase of dogs being abandoned, and not just bully breeds, but the restricted breeds. So German Shepherds are being abandoned left, right and centre at the moment. I've never seen, you know, I never thought I'd see that day. But they are, and the bully breeds and the Staffies. So we've seen, and Dobermans as well. So we've seen an increase in people abandoning dogs and doing it in a careless kind of manner, you know.
And Maurice, do you think the government needs to put measures in place to complement this announcement that the XL bully would be banned, to put measures in place so that if people decide to surrender their breeds, their XL bully, that there will be resources for shelters such as yourself to take on these animals?
I mean, something has to be, you know, it's a very, you know, as far as the government is concerned, and from what I'm reading into it, it's a very cut and dry kind of situation, you know, with little or no thought about the people who maybe have, you know, a lot of people will have bullies and we don't know about them because they're well behaved and they're minded and they're respected and they're looked after responsibly, you know. I mean, there's a lot of dogs out there that we won't know that's there because they are responsibly looked after, you know, and those people will be sweating right now. You know, we've seen it in England. They were sending the dogs up to Scotland. There was a panic. There was literally panic stricken people, you know, driving hundreds of miles to try and get their dog to safety, like, you know. And that's kind of something I don't think anyone has thought about, you know, because at the end of the day, and I say it every time, at the start of every dog there's a person, at the end of every dog there's a person, you know. And these people do have feelings too, you know, and just because they have a bully breed or something like that, you know, they shouldn't be, you know, they shouldn't be treated any different. You know, they have a bully breed maybe because they like the breed and they are responsible. You know, it's in the grand scheme of things, I suppose, you know, there's probably more responsible owners out there than there is irresponsible owners.
We'll leave on that note. And thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, Maurice. I know you're a very busy person.
Thank you very much.
And unfortunately, your workload has gone up so much lately, as you've outlined there. We've been speaking to Maurice Enright of Sierra Husky and Animal Rescue about the announcement that XL bully dogs will be banned in this country.